Voltron fans, this is Mark Morrell, your host for Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast, coming at you for our 199th episode. It's almost 200, but not quite there. And I got to bring on my co-host, Greg Tyler. Welcome, Greg.
So did you count that on your fingers?
No, I don't have enough fingers for 199.
That was my next question. Well, welcome. It's great to be back with you, Mark, and welcome to back to all of our listeners. We're always happy to have you on Let's Voltron with us.
Yes, and I want you to know, when we tried to figure out what we were doing for our 200th episode, one of the things that we did was we asked fans on social media to tell us over email, what are those things that you've seen on our podcast before or heard on our podcast before that you liked and would like to see again? Or could you tell us something that you've never heard on our podcast that you would like to hear?
Yeah, always a good question.
So we did get some responses back, and I'm not going to reveal all of them on this podcast because this is number 199.
Yeah, you got to wait for 200 for all that stuff.
Right. But there was one in particular who had mentioned something that we decided to do the podcast before the 200th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only really because it all came together rather harmoniously.
Right. And what happened?
Is it okay for me to use long words like harmoniously?
Well, yeah. I mean, it sounds harmonious to me.
It was almost like a coincidence, but not, because I believe that not everything's a coincidence out there.
Do-do-do-do-do. That was a Close Encounters reference, not a Babylon 5 reference. Man, anyway, go ahead.
So Susan C. from Indiana, she said, maybe us fans can help you celebrate your 200th episode by turning the tables and interviewing you. We could send in questions for you to answer, or you could pick someone you would like to interview you to. You guys are really great at sharing with us, but there still might be some questions or stories about you we would find interesting. We could go deeper into some of your opinions on Voltron across the years, along with which version is your favorite and who your favorite characters are. Well, it just so happens at the same time, we got an email from a young student in Texas.
Yes.
So Andrew said, hi, I wanted to ask you if you would please let me interview you for school in a podcast format, because the teacher said we can interview someone outside of school, and I really love your podcast, so I decided I would see if you would be up for answering my questions.
And that, I mean, it's funny that those two events happen so closely to one another. Are we talking, what, a couple days apart, something like that?
Yes, exactly.
Amazing.
It was amazing because, okay, well, Susan was thinking maybe we could do that for our 200th podcast. And then I thought to myself, wow, we've got a loaded podcast. I think the best thing would, you know, let's kill two birds with one stone, but do it in two podcasts.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And Andrew was, he without even knowing it, helping out with 199 there.
Right. So the name of this podcast is Andrew Interviews Mark and Greg.
Love it.
Susan, you're getting your wish because we are getting somebody to interview us, but we had nothing to do with it. It was all Andrew's doing.
Yeah. So thanks for the idea. The fact that this happy coincidence happened is pretty darn neat. But yeah. So Susan, thanks for the suggestion.
And we were more than happy to help Andrew with his assignment at school.
Right. Right. And Andrew, what a nice kid.
Yes. You are going to get to hear the Andrew interview in its entirety of Mark and Greg.
All right.
Hey, this is Andrew Harden. Today I'm interviewing Mark Morrell and Greg Tyler from the Let's Voltron podcast. I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your day to help me with my project. So let's get started. My first question is, why did you decide to start podcasting?
Oh, boy. This is going back to the early days here. Okay, so we've been doing this for 6.5 years. So I started this in December of 2013. And at the time, I had a friend who I worked with at the time. His name is John Eckert. And he had started his own podcast. And he wanted to launch a podcast network called The Orange. And he needed a couple other podcasts besides his own. So another friend, Aaron Goins, had wanted to do a Doctor Who podcast. So he was going to do Bad Wolf Radio. And they asked me what kind of a podcast I would do. And of course, I said Voltron. And then he said he would host it. He'd help me set it up with a logo and create social media accounts, the works, to get it rolling. Yeah, basically, that's why I wanted to get started with podcasting.
So I am the third co-host of the podcast. There was Jeremy Corey at the very, very beginning. And then Michael French from Retro Blasting was the second co-host. And then for a period of time, Mark was podcasting on his own. And I was a guest on several of the podcasts. And then I stayed after class for one of the podcasts and said, Mark, you're doing a great job. But if you would like to have another person to chat with, you know, when you don't have guests and all that sort of thing, I'm willing to do that if you'd like. And he very graciously said yes, and he's still putting up with me.
Yep.
And that's it for me.
So my second question is, why did you decide to create a Voltron podcast?
Okay, well, like Greg said below, that Jeremy Corey was the former creative director of World Events Productions, and I knew him from doing interviews with him several times over. We had also decided to get me involved with the writing of the Voltron 30th anniversary book. But at the time, we were at New York Comic Con, and I had mentioned to him about, you know, being able to get started with a podcast because I had a friend who was starting a podcast network. So we started talking it over, and it was one of the things that Jeremy had always hoped that there would be for Voltron as a podcast. So when I mentioned that we were able to get one started, he helped us create the name. And he kind of gave us free rein with the original music and everything. And then he started as my co-host.
Cool. And I came along after the fact. So so it was all about Mark with creating it.
So do you have any other hobbies besides podcasting?
Yes. I recently, well, not recently, as in several months ago, finished a long-term 3D modeling and 3D printing project, where I made a custom Voltron, transforming Voltron toy. So back in the 1980s, in addition to the Lion Voltron that everyone remembers, there was a vehicle-based version. And I designed a toy that would hold 15 action figures of all of the 15 pilots, and it fully transforms. So yeah, that's one of my hobbies. I like to write about Voltron on my website, lionsandpilotsandbots.com. And I am an all-around geek, love science fiction, movies and television and animation, dating all the way back to Fritz Lang's silent film Metropolis in 1927. So a huge, massive sci-fi nerd. How about you, Mark?
Well, I like to do motorcycling. I'm an avid bowler, so I'm in a bowling league, and I've been doing that for many, many years. And also, I write for Toon Barn. And I also interview for them at conventions and premieres. So I've been doing that for about 8 to 9 years.
Okay. Which person in your life has made the biggest impact on you?
I don't think I could name one person, but I will say that many, many people have had huge impacts on me over the years. I mean, as you could probably tell, I'm a little older than you, maybe a lot older than you. And you'll find over time, if you haven't already, that there are people who will enter your life unexpectedly and make huge, wonderful differences in who you are as a person. And I would have to say that in the last 15 years or so, the one person who has had the biggest impact on me has been my wife. She really, I learned better how to be a better person. She makes me a better person every day. And I would say it's definitely my wife.
I'd have to say it was my grandfather. I didn't have a real father growing up, so my grandfather was my father figure, and he was a World War II veteran, and he was married to my grandmother for 66 years.
Wow.
And the reason that I got involved in flying airplanes when I was a teenager was because of him, and basically he taught me everything I know. So, you know, everything you said about being a good person and everything and showing respect towards others and everything, I got that from my grandfather.
Which episode of Voltron is your favorite?
Oh, boy.
That's a toughie.
I kind of think I have a favorite from each of the four different versions of Voltron there. except for maybe Vehicle Voltron. I don't have a favorite from that one, but I'd have to say Space Maul from Voltron Legendary Defender. That's a good one. I like Deceive and Conquer from the Voltron Force, because that's where they first said, let's Voltron. And then I liked Voltron versus Dracotron from the Third Dimension. And I liked Space Explorers Captured from the original series.
Excellent choices. from the original show, Defender of the Universe, I would agree with you, Mark, that among the Lion Force episodes, the very first one, Space Explorers Captured, is my favorite. My favorite vehicle episode is the one where, I can't remember the title off the top of my head, where the vehicle team met a Drool, a young Drool soldier who had crashed. They learned that not all people who come from the Drool species are bad. There are good ones, and that was a really good one. From the Third Dimension, maybe Dark Heart, which had King Alphor, Hagar trapped King Alphor's spirit in a Robies. That was kind of interesting. From Voltron Force, the Hunkyard, where Hunk introduces the cadets to a giant junkyard of all of his spare parts, and they make these demolition derby machines and go hash it out, and a bunch of junk turns into a Robies, which is a lot of fun. And then in Voltron Legendary Defender, oh gosh, I'd say the very first episode, The Rise of Voltron, is my favorite.
How about you, Andrew? What's your favorite?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen any of the others, but I have seen Legendary Defender, and it's by far my favorite. But okay. Definitely Space Maul, just because of Colton Decker.
All right.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have any occupations outside of podcasting?
Oh, definitely. We both have full-time jobs.
Yeah. This is a major non-day job activity, but it is not our day job activity. How's that?
I'm a release train engineer for a major life insurance company. We do agile software development. So I run a release train, which is comprised of basically a team of teams.
I am a software developer. I have also been a scrum master, which is like a level below where Mark is at as a release train engineer. So, we don't work together. We don't live anywhere near one another.
Nope.
But we do have some similarities in our professional backgrounds, which is kind of a cool coincidence.
Okay. Which Voltron toy is your favorite?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to look around at my collection here. Well, I will tell you my favorite Legendary Defender toy. I will show you very quickly. This one. Can you hear me?
Wow.
This is from Playmates Toys. It is the classic Legendary Lions, fully transformable. It's got electronics in it, so when you push this little button on his waist.
Hawk, we're waiting on the yellow lion.
And as you connect and disconnect the lions, they talk in different ways and make sound effects. So that's my favorite. What about you, Mark?
Okay. You can sort of see this, but with the way the virtual background works, this is the handheld blazing sword. Ooh. You can sort of see that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And
is
then
that the Voltron Force version or the Defender of the Universe version?
Wow. I think it's the Voltron Force version.
Okay.
And then,
because they look
then,
very similar, but yeah.
And then, of course, Blazing Sword Voltron.
That is a great one, too.
It has 30 points of articulation.
And the head disappears all the time. It's amazing.
Yeah. There he is.
So what is one of your most memorable interviews?
I think, for me, a very special one was Andrea Romano. And that's just because she is a super legend in the animation industry. And I'd say a close second is Jack Angel and Franklin Kofod, because they actually acted out a scene I wrote, which was just amazing to me that I could get a very classic, you know, voice actor doing a scene that I wrote. So that was pretty amazing. How about you, Greg?
Oh, gosh. We've interviewed so many people. It's really incredible. A sentimental favorite would have to be the first time that we talked with Kimberly Brooks from Voltron Legendary Defender. She played Allura. Because I had pre-recorded maybe a half dozen questions for my daughter, who was then about 4 years old. and I played them. This was after she had gone to bed when we recorded. She knew Kimberly Brooks as having played Doc McStuffins' mom on Doc McStuffins. And so she asked some Princess Allura questions and some Doc McStuffins questions. And it was just a treat to hear how kind and sweet Kimberly Brooks was answering my daughter's questions. So we'll go with that one.
And right. How has Voltron influenced your life?
Oh, wow.
It's made me a lot poorer buying Voltron stuff. How about you?
All right. Well, I can tell you that Voltron has always taught me that we are always stronger together. So I now have a job that sort of influences that same idea in so many ways. And I'm always better, of course, when I'm around kindred spirits like me, other fellow geeks, other Voltron fans. So I always feel special around those types of people.
I have to look here at my Voltron handbook here. no, I'm kidding. It has influenced my life. I will speak specifically of the podcast because I have so many sci-fi interests that it's difficult to single out Voltron among many of the rest. But I mean, other than I would say that the podcast experience specifically has helped me to come out of my shell a little bit because I'm pretty introverted. It was not, I mean, I've always had a big mouth, but I am most comfortable being in my little geeky little world with all the lights off and just doing my own thing. But this has forced me to come out of my shell, and I've enjoyed it immensely. And I've enjoyed the friendship that I've had with Mark through the podcast. So there you go.
Oh, I enjoyed you too.
Thanks, man.
Said I wasn't going to cry, man.
Okay. So what has been your favorite moment at VoltCon?
Ooh, VoltCon. Okay. Well, just having a VoltCon is a great thing. I would say just being invited to join in on the fun, hanging out with our longtime friends, and just being able to see the looks on everybody else's faces when we're just everybody's a Voltron fan together all at once.
Yeah. The sense of community there was a lot of fun. It felt kind of like a family reunion of many people you'd never known before. So it's kind of a unique experience. And I've had that experience at the very few conventions that I have gone to as a Voltron podcast co-host. But it's really neat to get together like that. So a single moment, gosh, I don't know about a single moment, but the overall experience was just a blast.
Okay. Yep. And what is your favorite scene from Voltron?
There are so many scenes. All right. I'm just going to go back to when the Castle of Lions first, when you found out that it was a spaceship. I'm thinking that was Zarkon becomes a Robeast, may have been when it first was evident that it was a spaceship, but it might not have been
the original Voltron.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe it was like two episodes later when we actually saw it fly. But
sounds about right.
I mean, there's so many more dimensions to Voltron when the Castle of Lions becomes a spaceship and you don't have to stay on planet Eris. You know what I mean? And of course, it was true in Voltron Legendary Defender when the Castle of Lions was on Altea.
Yeah. Favorite scene. Gosh, I'm really struggling with this one. I'm just going to pick a scene that I like. I can't really pick a favorite, but and I'll pick one from Legendary Defender, Andrew, since you're most familiar with that. I like from the first episode after the pilot, was it?
When they were doing training?
Yeah. Yeah. I forget the title offhand, but they were trying to form Voltron, trying to get that Voltron feeling. I liked when they were stacking the lions up in different crazy ways, trying to figure out how to form a robot. So it was just fun.
I like the laser gun scene.
Oh, nice.
Which one was this? The laser gun scene? Oh, the pew, pew, pew thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. You have excellent taste, sir.
Of course it was blam, blam, blam.
So what comics do you read besides Voltron?
I don't read comics regularly anymore. When I did buy them regularly, I was addicted to, this is back, you know, in the ancient times, when Transformers first came out, I used to read the Marvel Transformers comics religiously. I had the first 50 issues and just loved them. Amazing Spider-Man was a huge favorite of mine for many years. I'd say those are probably my top two. Although I have also really enjoyed, I believe it's Kurt Busiek's Astro City. His comic series is really good too. How about you, Mark?
Well, in addition to all the Voltron comics, of course, I like the DC Universe stuff. So all the DC graphic novels for Batman, Justice League, Teen Titans, all that kind of stuff. So, of course, a lot of times that stuff comes back to me when I'm doing interviews with a lot of the Warner Brothers DC people, because they do new animated movies based on those graphic novels. So it's always good to get a refresher in those as well every time I get together with those people.
What is your favorite episode of the podcast?
Oh, okay. So, wow. There's way too many to choose from, because we did almost
200, right?
Almost 200 now. Yeah. So we're coming up on 200. And I'd have to say, I always enjoyed the ones where we go back and look at the past year, like our anniversary ones. So every time we get to our anniversary runs, we're always trying to outdo the last anniversary. Mm-hmm. And this virtual background behind me is a key to that. We had, you know, five artists come together like Voltron, and they came up with an amazing amount of art for our fifth anniversary. And I think that's a testament to, you know, number one, artists don't tend to work together. So when you get a bunch of artists together and you ask, what can you do for us? And then they come up with this. This is just amazing. So I'm really thankful for people like that. And I think, yeah, our 100th podcast and all the anniversary podcasts, because we look back on all the stuff we've done.
Yeah, good stuff. I think my favorite would have to be, I can't, it's really hard to pick a favorite, but for sentimental reasons, since, you know, like Mark, I'm a Voltron fan since the original show in the 80s. I was aware of Voltron on the internet from the late 90s, and a person that I knew of only through her website was a lady named Shannon Meir, and through the podcast, I got to meet her. We were both guests in a two-parter about Voltron the Third Dimension, and then eventually I got to meet her in person, and that was it was one of those just amazing kind of things where the stars line up, and someone that I had known and admired remotely, I got to meet in person, and that was just a real blast.
Okay, and how are you helping your fan base grow?
Okay.
We provide an outlet for our fellow fans to share in an experience more as a community. Now, the internet has made that very possible in many other ways, through social media and you know, all that sort of thing. But it's kind of nice to be able to provide an outlet for people to get that community experience and also have a finger on the pulse of what's going on with Voltron through interviews and episode reviews. And many of these are Mark's ideas, Mark's specific ideas for bringing on fan cosplayers, fan artists, and bringing on fans, fellow fans, to celebrate Voltron together in the podcast. And I hope that has helped build the fan base. What are your thoughts, Mark?
Well, I like to keep the good name of Voltron alive in the world. So, you know, it goes beyond just the shows, obviously. There's so much joy in this fandom, you know, for Voltron and for all the people that are involved in it. We share the talent of everyone in this fandom, because there's a lot of talented people out there, from cosplayers to fan fiction writers, you know, all the artists and everything. I mean, just an amazing amount of talent within this fandom. And we don't really do this to get more followers per se, you know, and it's not monetized in any way. We just do it for the love of it.
Okay. So who is your favorite Voltron character?
Okay. Well, since Voltron Legendary Defender came out, Pidge has become my favorite, but Shiro's a close second. Very close.
My favorite character from all four Voltron programs. Now, they're different characters because they're different iterations, but I have, by sheer coinkydink, always preferred Hunk in all of the Voltron versions. I like that he is he's the most down-to-earth, literally, and He tends to be the most relatable, the most directly relatable, the kind of person you could walk down the street and meet and just become a buddy with. So I'd say it'd probably Hook. How about you?
Yeah, who's your favorite?
Okay, so Lance.
Okay.
Lancey Lance, yes.
Okay, and what is your favorite Voltron comic?
That's tough.
I have to share the person who was actually on our podcast the most of all the comics people that we've had. And that was Dan Jolly. He was one of the Voltron writers for the Devil's Due comics. So I'd have to say Dan Jolly's version of the Voltron comics is my favorite. It kind of brought a new dimension to the characters. All of them were stronger, but they kept the same traits that we loved from the original. But I think Allura was my favorite character in all of his. And he's been on the podcast to help us review, you know, original episodes and compare them to the original Go Lions. So I'd have to say Dan Jolly's Voltron comics.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Gosh. For me, it's probably a tie between the three-issue miniseries from the 80s, based on 80s Voltron, because it was like the Legendary Defender comics. It was made at the time the show was in production. And so it's kind of a fun snapshot into what was going on at that time when that show was going on. And I'd have to say it's tied with that would be probably the first volume of the Legendary Defender comics. I was really impressed by how the artwork was on model. The characters felt very authentic, in part because two of the show's writers wrote the comics. And it was neat to get a Voltron Legendary Defender take that was faithful to the show while in some ways being a little bit retro, because they formed Voltron in every single comic, much like they did in the original show. So that was a lot of fun. How about you, Andrew? You have a favorite Voltron comic?
Not really.
That's okay. That's a good answer.
So what is your favorite piece of Voltron gear?
Clothing?
Is that any Voltron merchandise ever?
Yes.
Oh, well, I do have what is considered my favorite piece in my whole collection is my Sideshow collectible statue. So it's a 27-inch statue of Voltron, and it's from Sideshow Collectibles, and I just love it.
That's a good one. It's beautiful too. I have seen it in person at Mark's house, and it's quite something. If I had to pick one piece of Voltron gear, golly, anything at all, it would probably be one of the, by sheer coinkydink, when Mark and I met at RetroCon, just by sheer happenstance, we were in the right place at the right time when a guy who bought one of the third script. The young lady who runs RetroCon had three episodes of the Voltron Defender of the Universe scripts. Original
that was scripts. Rose.
Yeah, it was Rose. The scripts had been owned by Neil Ross, who played Keith and Pidge in the original show, and they were autographed by the entire surviving voice cast except for Tress McNeil, and I do hope to get her autograph someday. So it's got 7 or 8 autographs in it, and just by sheer dumb luck, they were pulled out just as we happened to be near a table where Rose happened to be. And so I did snatch up two of those scripts, and another gentleman bought the third. But just by sheer stars coming into alignment, that would have to be the two together would be my favorite piece of gear. Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite part about making podcasts?
I think it has a lot to do with all the people that we get to meet who are very interesting. Hearing all their stories, everybody that we've met have done some amazing things in either the Voltron fandom or with Voltron shows themselves. And I think we've only touched the tip of the iceberg on what, you know, we could possibly do when it comes to, you know, touching all the people that have ever been involved with Voltron. So what we do on the podcast is only a small piece of what's really out there. And I think it helps people who listen to the podcast to maybe even go out on their own and search and look for things that they might have not known about Voltron. So I think it helps, you know, I think it helps spread that continuous learning that we all look for.
Yeah, that's a great insight. I just enjoy geeking out. It's a little less beyond my own nose. Let's put it that way. And I just enjoy talking with fellow Voltron fans about Voltron stuff. It's fun.
What do you like about the podcast?
Okay. So I really like when you talk about the Voltron Legos.
Oh, I love talking about the Voltron Legos and Lendi Tyag and Neek and all the people from Lego Ideas. Oh, I love doing those interviews at San Diego Comic-Con. Oh, my gosh. And just everything that went into the production of the Lego Ideas Voltron was just amazing.
Yeah, I was going to bring it over here, but with my luck, I'd stumble and drop it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, that was just an amazing project. We wish that there were like tons more Voltron in Legos right now. We wish the whole franchise.
Can you imagine a Legendary Defender version? That would be really cool.
That would be awesome.
Okay. What is the best Voltron cosplay you have seen?
Oh, Greg, do you remember when we were at the 2016 New York Comic Con and we met Outlaw 2LK?
Oh, gosh. How could I forget that?
He actually did a full-fledged Voltron Legendary Defender Voltron, and all of his friends were the Paladins. And when he took part in the Eastern Cosplay Championships at New York Comic Con that year, he took second place overall and first in his division. So that was quite an amazing thing. And he even had his picture taken with Rosario Dawson, which was really cool.
Whoa. Oh, that's right. Oh, gosh. It would be really hard to pick a favorite, but that's probably my favorite, too, because just the sheer scale and magnitude, and man, that costume was impressive. He was on stilts to make him look much more imposing. He had the wings, the light-up effects, and the lion heads, and that V in the chest and all that. That was really something to see. But if I had to pick another favorite, it would be from VoltCon last year. Eric Stocker he dressed mm-hmm. like the original Voltron, and his costume was designed so you could remove the arms, you know, they pull off each of the arms and each of the legs and fold out little feet and make the four limb lions, red, green, blue, and yellow. And then if he got down on all fours and closed up the jaw of his costume helmet, he became the Black Lion. So he could form Voltron and split back into the lions, which was really innovative.
Yep.
Okay, and what is your favorite Voltron memory?
Of all of them?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Wow. All right. Greg and I had a special meetup with Andrea Romano in an actual recording booth at an actual soundstage in Burbank, California. That was special because it was with Jeremy Shada and Kimberly Brooks and Joaquim and Lauren, the executive producers. And we got to actually watch Andrea Romano in action before she retired and just see the magic that there is when they do a recording for the voices for Voltron Legendary Defender. And then I'd have to say, very close second is just having a Voltron convention where we get to see all the fans and anytime people get together in the name of Voltron. How about you, Greg?
Those are great memories. Mine would have to be the very first time I sat and watched the first episode of Voltron Force. I say that mostly because, you know, I don't have a lot of very specific memories of being a kid watching it. I mean, I remember I used to doodle and make my own Voltron comics all the time. They're all long gone now. They weren't worth keeping around, really. But as a grown-up, I would say watching the first episode of Voltron Force, because it clicked so well with me at that time. It was the first time as an adult that I got to relive that experience of being a kid 26 more times. And that very first one was just... that was a really special thing. So Voltron memory, I guess that would be it. I mean, and through the podcast, there have been so many other wonderful memories, and Mark just touched on a couple really good ones. And how about you, Andrew? What about you?
Okay. So I guess it would be just watching all of Legendary Defender.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, a new favorite memory of mine is being here with you on this podcast and this recording you're doing, because it is so fun to see other people enjoying Voltron and expressing that through a creative outlet like you're doing now. So it is a pleasure to be on this recording with you.
Yeah, congratulations to you, Andrew, for choosing Voltron as one of your creative outlets, and it has inspired you to do this as a podcast.
I think you just got me an A.
Well, that feels good, yes. Too.
Yes. Congratulations on doing this. This is quite an achievement.
Okay. And I want to thank you again for taking time from your day to help me with the school project. I'm a huge fan, and I listen to your podcast every day and before I go to sleep every night.
Wow.
My goodness.
I've been told before that, I help put people to sleep. And I'm hoping it's not while people are listening in the car, because that would be bad if they fell asleep in the car.
Wow. Love it. Well, thank you very much, Andrew. It's been wonderful to be on here with you.
You're welcome. But most importantly, thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome.
You are so welcome.
You are the reason that we do this, Andrew. We like doing this for people like you. Thank you.
You too.
And good luck with your assignment. So, Greg, this is a testament to Andrew and his interviewing abilities. And this is also a testament to our Voltron fans out there who are listening to Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast, and saying, hey, we want to hear a little bit about Mark and Greg. So there you go.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to do. Like I said, before we cut to our conversation with Andrew, it was just a lot of fun. Very nice person. And it was a lot of fun to chat with him.
I thought he had a lot of great questions.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, so some of those questions were a little hard there, okay? You know, like, what's your favorite scene from all the Voltrons?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of scenes there.
Although, I had the impression he hadn't watched much of the original stuff, so we probably could have made some stuff up. Like, well, you know that scene where Hunk and Lotor just kicked back and ate a bologna and cheese sandwich? That was great.
Yeah. I'm sure he was probably hoping that we had some favorite scenes from Voltron Legendary Defender, because that's the one he knows.
Oh, yeah, and I think we did.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we do kind of like that show.
And then, of course, when people ask us questions like, what's your favorite podcast? That's like asking, what's your favorite children, you know? And we're supposed to choose from all of our children and say, yeah, that's definitely our favorite. It's hard to do.
Yeah, it really is. And now that we are on 199, it's hard to remember them all sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. Boy, do you remember?
Yeah, we've had some really really good questions from people after the fact about podcasts, fairly recent ones, commenting about things that we said in our own podcast. And I remember, and I look back and think, did I really say that? It's kind of funny.
So, you know how nostalgic people are for old Voltron and old Voltron toys and all that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think anybody will ever be nostalgic about our old episodes?
Oh, my. Well, I will say that I do have a nostalgic fondness for many of the episodes that you had made before I came along. I really enjoyed the first one with Jeremy Corey as your co-host, and many of the ones with Michael French of Retro Blasting fame as the co-host, and you flew solo for a while there too. And there's some really good ones. The Mark Handler interview really stands out in my mind. That one was just one of the best of the classic episodes. How about you?
Yeah, I kind of remember back in the early days, I used to listen to the playback just to make sure it was done well,
mm-hmm.
and how the editing went and all that kind of stuff. So I was still trying to fine tune my editing skills. I was still trying to fine tune how I really wanted the episodes to sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I would listen to them a lot more back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now going back, I find it really hard to come through and listen to a bunch of episodes all at once. It's really hard to binge our own podcast.
So here's a classic moment that I don't think we mentioned to Andrew. When I visited your area for so that we could both attend RetroCon, and chat with Gary Chalk and BJ Ward, and of course meet the organizers of RetroCon, whom you had already known, and
Rose and Tony.
Yeah, we were driving. Were we driving to the con itself? We were in the car together. You were driving. I was just sitting in the passenger seat, and you put on the podcast. And it was so bizarre that you and I were the only voices in that first part of that podcast, and we were the only ones in the car listening to it.
That was kind of surreal, wasn't it?
It was weird, Twilight Zone-y.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't always listen to myself, but a lot of times I want to listen to myself when there's technical things I want to listen for.
Uh-huh.
And I also want to make sure that transitions were done well and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's kind of weird to listen to myself, especially after 200 episodes of this.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can only imagine.
So we are getting ready for our 200th episode, and there will be a lot of fun going on in it. We are bringing together members of the Voltron universe in a way that has never been done before.
All right. Boldly doing what we've never done before.
Right. So we will also, of course, have everybody's suggestions for what they would like to see again or what they would like to see for the first time in our podcast. So we will all have all those emails from the listeners. But at the same time, I think about the first half of the podcast will be very musical in nature.
Mm-hmm.
We've had musical guests before, and we're certainly going to have musical guests that are really out of this universe.
Yes. And maybe we should leave it at that.
Yes. We want this to be a surprise for the next podcast, so when it comes out, you'll be like, wow. So you're not going to hear about it yet.
That's right. I'm still wow, and I know what's coming up.
And the second half of the podcast will, of course, be some people that you might remember from Voltron Legendary Defender. So we are very excited to have them back on the podcast with us.
So we're going to have Kova and Kaltenecker?
Yes.
Awesome.
And it's going to be really interesting because there will be, you know, the meow and the bell and the moo.
Nice. And don't forget the mice. We'll have them on too.
So maybe we can make some music with a cat, a Kaltenecker, and some mice.
Nice. And the fact that nice rhymes with mice was completely coincidental.
Well, let's not forget Cosmo. Cosmo can howl, and there's some howling that goes well with a lot of the different musical notes. So.
Oh, my goodness. So out there, anyone listening out there, if you want to make a really cool mix of sounds that these critters have made, go for it.
We are going to get our share of a little bit of music and a little bit of VLD.
All right. It's going to be a fun time. Looking forward to it.
Yes. So we are very much looking forward to our 200th episode coming next. So we'll see you all next time on
Let's Voltron.